hey, Joseph, come over here, man. Stop wrenching on your car. We're supposed to be doing a podcast. So, Joseph, nobody can hear you because you're way over there. So, Joseph and I are supposed to be doing a podcast, right? And he's over there wrenching on his car. He's in science mode right now. You know, he goes, "Let me get it ready. We need frosty beverages for everybody." And, you know, he's not here. He's just over there wrenching on his car. So he's, yeah, they're over there, smoker. You know, he's so, you know, I don't get this guy. I don't get him. Anyway, let's get this podcast started.
Nitro is the glory. Welcome to the No Name RC Podcast with your host tonight, Keenan White, aka Lefty the Great, and if you are unlucky, the Finnish Village Idiot, JQ. This is the RC Podcast with no name, but plenty of content. So sit back, relax, and get ready for some serious bench racing.
Yes, indeed, Nitro's the glory, but E-Buggy pays the bills. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to episode number 46 of the No Name RC Podcast. Coming to you live from RCGP day one. Everybody's gone home. It's just me and a few guys chilling out here, having a few frosty beverages before the park closed down, waiting for JQ to stop wrenching on his car because he's my guest this weekend. And, yeah. RCGP is going well. First day of practice over. It was a very windy day. We've had a lot of wind over the last 2 days, but we got through it. Everybody's tired and windburnt. And Joseph is just over there wrenching in his car. I'm so, you know, I'm not really appreciating his professionalism at the moment, you know. But no California fires. You know, this is so crazy, but it's like what's been going on here. But before I go any further, I just want to say shout out to all the No Name RC podcast listeners from around the world. You know, we can't do this without you guys. I know it's late. It's like 12 o'clock on the East Coast. So I'm just trying this whole new Facebook Live type of thing. You know, I'm not really into this Facebook Live. I'm more into the podcasting aspect of this. Yeah. So before I go on, also, I'd like to shout out to our sponsors, RCMX, Euro RC, Just RC, No Bullshit, Assault RC, BK Servos, Bipolar Designs, 454 RC Designs, Papa Willie's Traction Tonic, Techno RC, and last but not least, JQ Racing. Also, I want to shout out to Beach RC and the hashtag NNRC squad from around the world. So, as expected, today was full of some serious racing. The RC2 class is super stacked. It's super competitive. Everybody was busy today getting ready. The funny thing about this race is that actually right now we're kind of in a warning for wildfires. There was actually a wildfire going on like 3 miles west from here. But the winds were blowing in the opposite yeah, direction. So we didn't get any smoke. But what it was, the race was actually probably was almost going to get shut down because they do all the staging here. For the race. So all the firefighters are staging here. You got firefighters from all these surrounding counties. They're here. I believe they there's like 3 fires going on now. I can't remember. It's all the way to LA. I mean, it's ridiculous. Yeah, we got Jay Smoker in the houses over there chilling. Got Salty Joe waiting for me to finish this because we got to go get some In-N-Out Burger. Tony and Will Smith, who hasn't been asleep since 5 o'clock yesterday morning. I don't know. He must be a robot or something. You know, he doesn't need sleep. So, yeah. I'm like I said, so RC2 was pretty good today. There are some fast guys here. There really is some fast guys. They're throwing down laps. Camden Line's been fast this week. I haven't even looked at Ever. I didn't have my phone, so I can't even look at Everlaps, who's the top five. But we will post them up. I'm sure my assistant, Will Smith. Hey, Joseph, I feel like Joe Rogan now. I have an assistant.
Whoa, don't even go that far. I'm not being
Jamie, look that up for me, please. You know? Look that up. You know, I've been you know, making Home Depot runs and walking around trying to sell shirts. So today, I have earned myself a frosty beverage. Now, guys, interrupting my podcast. Joseph, let's go. Come over here. We got to recap day one. You know, when you deal with Joseph, it's always on his time. You know, Joseph doesn't rush to do anything whatsoever, besides post on Facebook. RC2 was fast. Who was the top guy this weekend? Jamie? Yeah, we're pulling up Everlaps. No live streaming today, guys. Tomorrow, the live streaming on YouTube starts at 10:25. And then all the events for the RCGP qualifiers has been posted on Facebook. The wind has been the big story, though. You know, we had all the RCGP tents set up, and then some of them got blown away. The Scuderia tent got damaged a little bit, but we fixed it. But tomorrow, no wind. It's supposed to be a little bit cold in the evening. But, yeah, it should be good racing. Starting. Like Aaron Dexter is the top seed? Wow. Aaron Dexter, all the way from Australia, has come here. First time. Who was that? Jermaine. Wow. So. No, we're not talking to you because you're not here. Yeah. Now Joseph is claiming Aaron Dexter's victory or top seed because of him. You know, Joseph always takes credit for things that he doesn't do. But you got Dylan Nelson, Colin Herzig, Kyle Turner, Kyle Johnson, and Camden Line making the top 10. Wow, that's a pretty stacked top 10. But the good thing about this is that this is IFMAR style. So they go into the semis.
Yeah, that'll just be
So the top 12 will go into top 24 will go into the no, the top I don't know. Maybe when Her Majesty it's a top 16 directly into the semis. And so that means four will bump. That's good. We got Justin Wildy here. He came late. Hey, Justin, you want to talk? Want to be a part of the podcast? Why don't you come sit down? Sure. Wherever you want. I don't know. Smoker's being shy. He doesn't want to come over and talk. You know? Let's go, Smoker, because you haven't raced Nitro since DNC.
That's not Taylor, true. I came here and raced and practiced one day.
I don't know. Lutz is looking really fast this weekend so far. Yeah, so I don't know, man. Lutz is looking good, but we all know Ongaro can pull it out of his ass anywhere. So we got the infamous one, Jay Smoker. Can we get
How
a
you
woo?
All doing?
Woo! Yeah, if you guys ever have listened, want to know where that voice note came from, it's Jay Smoker. And we got Justin Wildy, who is the announcer from Wildy Events. That's how you say your last name, right?
Yes,
Wildy.
Sir. What's up, guys?
He's from the Pacific Northwest. He's got a big race coming up in November, Fallout.
An arena event in Western Washington.
Now you can put a face with the voice.
Oh, yeah, Smoker. We're going to get Smoker's two philosophies for velocity.
I have three philosophies.
Okay, so you got the third one now? Oh, yeah. Okay. Absolutely. That's good. You know, it ain't a party if Jay Smoker ain't here. So while we wait for Her Majesty Rupert to stop whatever he's doing to his car.
That's JQ?
Rupert Pumpernickels. That's his new name.
Okay.
Rupert Pumpernickels.
Do noted.
All right. So, Justin.
Yeah.
Your first time coming to a RCGP event. What do you think?
I think it's going pretty well so far. I really like how, kind of what I would call, all the pomp and circumstance and, how the facility's all dressed up and how you feel like it's a big event with how they make the facility look. And the way that we ran the schedule today with Mao and everything working through it is pretty awesome. So far, so good. If we just get that wind to stop blowing, everything will be a lot nicer.
Yeah, we should be good for tomorrow. I mean, you're up on that scaffolding. I didn't realize you was calling the race from that scaffolding.
Yeah, it's not the funnest thing in the world up there, but there's a lot of production going on in the actual timing and scoring booth. So I get stuck out on the scaffolding, but we'll make the best of it and we'll have a good time this weekend.
How nice is it now, actually, that the day is over? It's absolutely not a 1 mile an hour of wind.
Right. Yeah. Well, But now I'm frozen from being up there for 12 hours already. So
you're going to need some shade tomorrow.
I need to thaw
you're
going to
need
first.
Some shade. Yeah, it's pretty interesting for me because I haven't really been behind the scenes of this race. And to see all the work, I've been here all week, all the work that's gone into this preparation for this. I mean, Anthony Westergaard of Factory Tracks was here. He built this track in pretty much 2 days, I think it was. Friday, he raced and came in Sunday. Andrew Trotter has been working his butt off. He's still working his butt off, and all his crew are doing a really good job as well. So shout out to those guys. They're out there watering the track and fixing little divots or jumps or whatever now. And, man, I want to shout out to all the RC2 people that have come to support this, man. It's really impressive to see the turnout. Everybody's having fun. Nothing's perfect, but I've heard a lot of positive comments. People are really enjoying the scheduling, knowing when they will race, knowing when they'll turn marshal. And I think they like the fact that they only are working on one vehicle, spec tires too, you know. It's really going to plan, and I'm really looking forward to qualifying tomorrow.
Yeah, Thunder Alley too. Like, you always see pictures and stuff of it, but till you actually get here, like, the just sheer amount of elevation that's out on that track, like, you can stand in some of these pits out there and just get lost.
Yeah.
It's not just the elevation, it's the flow of the track. I mean, once you get in a nice rhythm, the track absolutely flows so well. The cars hook up, they get around that awesome, you know, up against the wall, turn around on a straightaway. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, hey, you know, Smoker, you don't race Nitro too much, so it's good to see you up here. I knew you
That's
wouldn't.
That's not true. I raced Nitro for a good...
Yeah, but
18
you,
years straight, yes, but every Saturday of my life.
You know, you only come out for the big races, and you always make it if it's any jump out there that can't be done by anybody else, you're going to do it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so.
I did triple on and double off, which was kind of fun, and I saw a couple of the other pros do it, but it's not as fast.
Yeah.
You know, it's not as consistent.
In that step on, step off section.
Yes.
Yeah.
I told Joseph to build that, actually.
Yeah.
That's my contribution.
Okay.
I could see a late race pass, somebody trying to go wide there and tripling on to block the inside
Absolutely,
of that lane.
To the inside. It just gives you a lot of options.
Right.
Yeah.
You can come around tight over that little roller, single in, double off, and it's just smooth.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. We did test the gate starts for the RCGP class.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. We did, the second one was a little messy, but they just ran into like this... me into the signs and whatnot like that.
Joseph actually got the whole shot.
But let's not talk about that.
And then he rolled it over
Shining
about three corners
and then,
later.
Dropped back to about sixth spot.
I got the first ever RCGP starting gate hole shot. Yes, I'm the best.
No, in America.
Yeah, well, we didn't have the starting gate. So,
okay.
But he's all excited about that. But I guess, you know, simple things please simple people. Because he's going to get teased while he doesn't come over here and be a part of the podcast. Let's talk about... Okay, we talked about RC2 because that's going to be so stacked. I actually think the RC2 is going to provide some of the best racing this weekend. I honestly feel it because everybody's kind of at the same level. Tomorrow, I guess they're resorting for tomorrow, obviously. So, yeah, and... Man, these guys are impressive. I like to. I'm not.
There's a lot of pros in there.
Yeah, I wouldn't say pros, but almost pros. Like guys who have been are really fast. Well, and probably on the cusp. Yes.
To put it in perspective, like the GP guys were going like in their two consecutive laps. Like Ongaro and Ronald Falk were like 108.0 and 108.1. Mm-hmm. The guy that Aaron who took the top seed there in that last one, he was 109.something.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Over two laps. Like, he was probably less than a half a second slower than those guys, and that's in the RC2 class. And that was throughout.
Yeah, I'm. He's super impressive, man. He doesn't – this is his first time racing in America.
Wow.
Really. He's been here since last week, him and his brother and his dad. And it's super impressive what he's doing. And to come to this type of track, they don't have tracks like this in Australia.
Right.
So, you know, shout out to the Dexters. And they're good people, you know, so they're having fun. And it's going to be exciting. It's really going to be exciting, and I cannot wait at all. So, Smoker, before we go any further, give us your three philosophies for velocity.
Oh, my. philosophies of velocity would be never lift, embrace the drift. That's number one. You know, number two would be no mistakes wins the race almost every time. You see the guys that drive flawless? Yeah, they're usually winning. So that's number two. Number three is brakes are for pussies, honestly. Don't use them. I never do.
One and three don't go very well with two.
Well, yeah, but hey, if you embrace number one and number three and execute number two, that's it.
All right. Hey, you had another good one today. What was it? Practices for guys who don't know how to race.
Oh, yeah. That was so funny. I say that all the time. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's good vibes going on here, man. Even that's so funny.
Why are you going to put me on the spot like that?
Because you're smooth. Like, you don't, right. you, I don't
Ridiculous.
Put you on the spot.
Joey Montiel is asking, he's curious on how the RC2 here compares to how it's been at other events.
More entries.
The level of the RC2 drivers is definitely higher. Before this, the most entries was in the Philippines, and Pele Komse, Mini Viking, he won that convincingly. In Austria, you had some fast guys like Hampus Burke, Leo Valente, he won it, and then he got to race in Asti. But I definitely think the competition here is greater, and it's good to see a lot of young kids racing too.
I saw a lot of guys being very, like, respectful to the other driver in that class.
Mm-hmm.
It may be because it was just that two laps counted, but I was seeing a lot of showmanship of being cool. You know, they might be on different teams, mm-hmm. but everybody was being very classy with their driving today. And I don't know, you're standing.
Yeah, there's a lot going on the track, and there's a lot of sections where a small rut will skip a car sideways, and it's not a super wide lanes. I haven't walked them up, but they feel like 12 or so in most places. So there's going to be contact, and it's just a question of, you know, was there ever intent behind it, or did somebody just run out of talent? And in most cases, with as difficult as I feel just watching this track go, in a lot of cases it's just going to be a talent issue. So I think guys are trying to, when they get around each other, know that and not get super aggressive. In the GP class, I saw Lutz and Ronafal go kind of over one of those, the big hip jump there, and Ryan shut it down just to avoid contact in the air like that.
Right.
And then tried to chase him back down. So it's going to be cases like that where guys know there's a lot of big stuff out there, but there's a lot of holes too that you just need to pick and choose the spots that, you know, sending it every single time is just going to end up in Marshall's. And
I can see them being nice to each other now, yeah. but later on.
Heads up. As soon as it goes heads up, everybody's brain shut off. So.
Well, I think Mao has also.
Full noodle.
Mao has done a really good job today. He came out and he put his foot down. He was like, I'm going to show Joseph that I can, you know, and that's good because you have to do that right from the start. Like, let people know, hey, if you're not doing this right, you're going to get a penalty. And he's been on Marshall. Like, he's, like, been calling Marshalls. He's like, hey, if you're not out there to Marshall, yeah, you're getting a penalty. And it's good. The actual.
Did he actually hand out any penalties?
No, because
No, there was a couple penalties today, for lack of marshalling. See, but, Sesame Street word of the day, penalty. Yeah, that was
definitely
the.
I thought it was hamburger. It's every time the guy's calling people's name, all I hear is,
the race director's from Italy, so he does have a little bit of an accent. But when I can pick up on it, I try and help him out a little bit. But
yeah, he's doing a good job.
He's doing awesome.
He's doing a good job.
Making my job easier.
Yeah. what else can we say? All right, well, let's talk a little bit about RCGP side. So,
it's rad.
Yeah, it is.
It's so rad.
I honestly, I
people in the pits that I don't even know, and I've been around a long time, mm-hmm. they were coming up and just being like, dude, I'm so glad I signed up for this race because it's so awesome.
Yeah.
So professional, done. The track looks awesome. Yeah. It's well groomed. You get one, you know, wet track, then you get a dry track, and it's like, it's equal for everybody.
Yeah, it is. I kind of compare this to motocross. Or, you know, Joseph even said.
You got a motocross girl with a little pit board. 15 seconds. That's 5 seconds.
That's
go.
Cool.
And the Hole Shot Award. So I believe there's going to be some Hole Shot Awards as well. So Joseph has, you know, we spent 24 hours making this Hole Shot sign. Right? You know, 3 hours in Home Depot and then all this stuff. And it's actually really cool.
It better be cool if you took 3 hours to make it.
Well, we spent 3 hours in Home Depot just getting the stuff for it and getting wood cutting. So the thing is, we're going to, I believe they're going to.
Who's monitoring that? Is somebody going to stand right underneath that sign and see who gets to that line first?
That's over my pay grade.
Is that me?
I don't know.
Nobody's told me I got to do it yet.
I don't know, but they're planning on doing like Hole Shot Awards like they do in motocross. So I think maybe the RC2 drivers will get, whoever gets a Hole Shot will get T-shirts. And the RCGP guys will get, I guess, I don't know. I haven't heard, but.
Whoa.
What?
Foot massages.
I am not winning.
What is my? Then nobody will take Hole. Everybody.
I'll hit the brakes right at the finish line.
Everybody would just stop. Like, oh, that's it. That's my race over.
Yeah, I don't use the brakes. Yeah, I just slide in there.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. So that makes people want to get the Hole Shot. You know, something like motocross. So that should be cool.
Yeah, and Mal said, like, until we get past that Hole Shot spot, that there's really not a lot of penalties there, so that could make for some interesting starts once we get to more heads-up racing.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people were skeptical of the gate starts, but I've done them before. We do them back home in Bermuda. I think it's different. I think this is the last race of the series. Go big or go home. The track is big. Why not? You know, why not? It's one race.
Used to have them at Sun Valley Motor Speedway.
Yeah, I remember Sun Valley.
Yeah, they had gate starts there for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, gate starts are always going to be hard when there's open wheels. And I think you saw it in the RCGP class where the first one, they were kind of feeling it out, and it was actually a really, really clean start.
Yes.
And the second one, everybody just kind of yanked noodled the up. Throttle a bit. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Full noodle.
Yeah.
So we'll probably see some.
They didn't embrace the drift.
No. Or the break. They did one in three, I guess. Yes. They did. Yeah. It was not two, though.
Cracking me up.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about the actual RCGP class. You have Ryalott's coming in already, second seed, Ongaro, top seed, and Rana Falk, third seed. And Ongaro had a kind of a slow start in practice this morning. And he came around, I can't be amazed by this guy and where he can get speed and just pull it out of nowhere.
Dude, he was sending it. The landings didn't even look like his car was stopping. It would, like, literally, like, a puffy cloud hitting the ground. It just kept going. I was like, wow.
Yeah. And you can see in Rana Falk's driving, he really... He wants that 8-scale win this year. He hasn't had one in one of these competitions or in competitions, period. I mean, yes, he's won races. So obviously the 4-wheel drive European champion. But he wants that 8-scale race. And Lutz is here, and he's like, yeah, I'm here. And I'm driving my car, and I'm going to do well. But I think we've seen some great racing from all of the competitors today.
Yeah, Lutz was really fast for just kind of – popping into the series here. He spent some time here earlier this week, though, before the new layout, putting some time on the track, so kind of getting his car figured out a little bit. But I think he did surprise the most people today with how he was up in that top three so quickly in the RCGP class.
Yeah, he was super impressed. He's so fast, man. This track's so technical, so hard to be consistently fast, but these guys make it look easy.
If you just pop onto the live feed and watch only the RCGP class, I don't think you'll get the full appreciation for what the track is doing out there and kind of how you have to one thing into the next. Like, you need to watch some of the lower RC2 guys who are guys that are winning club races at home, no doubt, and putting podiums in regional events. But, you know, watch them struggle a little bit and how some of their lap times go from 38th into 46th and back and forth, and then just – watch the GP class, and those guys just lap after lap lay it down.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. I'll be next tomorrow. Hopefully, I'll get to watch a little bit more racing. I didn't really get to watch much today. What's that, a spider web or something?
Yeah.
You got spiders coming around?
It's all right.
I don't know. I'm a little worried. This is California. It might be poisonous. A cougar or something jump out and attack me.
Don't worry about it.
I'm pretty sure I saw a thylacine when I went up that mountain last night. You know?
Ooh, tiger striped?
Yeah. Oh. The elusive thylacine.
It,
oh,
it on video will make some big money.
I know. Well, we need to capture it. I don't know how we're going to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
It came all the way from Australia, right?
It grew wings and flew. They migrated.
It came in over on the luggage or something?
It's like a podcast joke of my Australian friends. I believe the thylacine exists. So, you know, every Australian that comes on her, I talk about it. And, you know, it's like a thing. Yeah, qualifying tomorrow. Two heads-up 15-minute races. And the junior race and 40-plus class. Tomorrow's the day, man. People are going to be serious tomorrow.
Yeah.
Today was joking. Everybody having fun, but I think people's like, yeah.
It was pretty serious today, too.
Yeah.
Well, it got serious in the seeding practice, like when you knew you were on the clock for something.
Yeah, the last two were
with got over 90 entries in the RC2 class. You don't want to be shuffled down in 60 or 70 trying to work your way up.
See me? I thought I was top 10, and I'm down almost like 50th. Dang.
Not so ridiculous.
Not so ridiculous.
But that's all right.
Hey, I felt awesome. My car was awesome. The Spec Q is just absolutely on fire.
So are you having fun?
Oh, yeah, undoubtedly.
Right. And how about
I
you,
I race
Justin?
3 days a week at OCRC.
I'm having a good time.
Dude, I'm racing Nitro out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so at these events, for me, like, with a dedicated person to scoring and a dedicated kind of penalty caller and all that stuff, I just get to focus on calling races and having a good time.
You guys need
with
to turn up your mics a little bit.
That's what they said. They said they're going to flip it a little bit and they're going to pull the director off of the main speakers
Give
and crank
more
my
power.
Volume up. Yeah. So.
Yeah, because they have a really good system here. So I was struggling to hear you. And yeah, I was just thinking about that. Usually at a race, you have to run everything and watch the race and try to call traffic and.
Yeah, now you just get to call the race and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Good announcing today, by the way.
Yeah.
When you could hear me.
Yeah. They need to get you some
shade.
Well,
we had never
tomorrow.
Met before. So.
Oh, like, we got a little like umbrella thing or something that's going to go over that, but they couldn't use it today because of the sustained 25-mile-an-hour winds we had most of the day.
It was rough.
Yeah.
Goggles.
Yeah,
Lutz
people
has
were
got
using
it
goggles.
Dialed. Goggles.
Goggles.
We learned that in Vegas a long time.
It's just dusty and whatnot. So the action starts at 8 o'clock tomorrow. Live stream 10:25. I believe they're going to start 10:25, 10:30. And, yeah, stay tuned for the action. They're going to miss a few of the first RC2 qualifiers, or maybe the whole round, but it's just something to do with the streaming and internet or whatever. But from then on, it's going to be streamed, I believe, completely on YouTube. And then each RCGP qualifier will be streamed via Facebook as well. If you guys want to check it out, go to the RCGP YouTube channel. And if you aren't on the RCGP Facebook page, check that out as well. There's some events, so you will get reminders. And all right, well, being as we're here and we're just three regular dudes, who is your top seed tomorrow?
Top
three for RCGP.
RCGP. It has to be the top three that finished that way. No, I mean, there was some other speed, but it's Ongaro, Ronafalk, and Lutz. And I think Ongaro and Ronafalk are the fastest, but being at a couple other races with Ryan can consistently put it down time and time again. And so if mistakes start to show up, Ryan will be right in the mix. So the top three, as they showed in seating practice today, would be the top three going into qualifying tomorrow.
How about you, Smoke?
You know, I always go with my friends when I'm picking, and, you know, usually I'm betting on the races, on the sidelines, winning a little side cash, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
We do a game.
Entertainment purposes.
You pick two people, and your first guy and your second guy both count, and the lowest score finishing positions wins the money. You know, and sometimes it's three, four guys playing at a time. You know?
Yeah, we
but
did
we
that
play
at
for
DNC.
Dollars. It's all gentlemen's bet.
We did that at DNC. I think the RC2 is going to be the hardest one to predict.
Wait, do I get to pick?
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. I'm sorry.
You know, Ongaro, obviously, you know, his speed is there and everything. I like Cavallari. I think he can come from anywhere and basically win any race. It just depends on how his starts are. You know, I've seen him come from mid-pack and come back and win races. You know, it was unfortunate what happened at the Worlds in Vegas when he got sent all the way to the back at the very start, you know, kind of stuff. And, you know, he's one of the home track hero guys down where I'm from. And
Ronald Falk. I mean, he's amazing. So.
Well, Cav looks like he's having fun here this weekend, too. He's been up here, and he's having fun. He's talking. He's joking. And, yeah, we shall see. I even forgot to even mention him. He's, you know, he's one of my favorite drivers. I don't know, man. I'm really, as much as I like Ungaro, I really like him, and I'm super impressed with him. I like Ronald Falk. I like to see him win because I like to see him get that win. But I think I would like to see an American winner.
Wow,
happen.
You hardly ever say that.
I know.
You're always picking the Euros.
I know. All but right. I want Ronald Falk to win, I want an American to win. And
you heard it here.
I think RC Lutz podcast, is probably the best.
Keenan wants an American to win.
Yeah, I do.
Cavallari was much quicker in this, whatever seeding one heat of RCGP, I think, than he was in two. And I don't know if that was the start a little bit. Him and whoever had the inside lane there kind of tangled at the start, so that pushed him
you
back.
Mean Joseph?
Was it Joseph? I don't know if it was Joseph
he,
or not.
He had the start and then just kind of shuffled back one position.
I think it was Cole. Him and Cole tangled on the drop. Yes. Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Max is looking pretty good, too. I really think Max
was amazing in that first round.
Yeah, I think he's going to
demolish fast. But those wings that he has on his car are absolutely ridiculous.
I think he's going to demolish.
The side pod wings?
Nah, he likes them. He's not going to take them off.
Mounted up to two bodies, so.
I think Max is going to demolish Rupert Pumpernickels this weekend. I definitely think that's going to happen.
It's been the case so far.
Well, no, he's
just on the track. No, actually Joseph car to car.
No, I just think Max seems to like these US style tracks. You know, he did good at DNC. He actually was doing good at PMB. His car's running good. His engine's running good. So I don't see why not. I don't see why not at all. Now RC2 is unpredictable. I think.
Yeah.
It's completely unpredictable. We've seen speed from a lot of different people and I have no idea who's going to be the top three qualifiers tomorrow. No.
It'll be amazing with four cars that bump. You have no idea. Some guy could come out of like the D main or something like
that. Yeah, it's lots of stuff that could happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots I think because we only saw seeding where it was two consecutive, so it wasn't even kind of what the Americans are used to seeing, the three consecutive seeding laps. So there's a little bit of you could go for it a little bit harder today and kind of go hero lap style. Yes. Where tomorrow when you have to put in a full 6-minute qualifier, things could start to change up in the order a little bit. I saw a few guys on social media be like, yeah, I'm sitting P9, but I'd be P3 if we were doing normal qualifications kind of things.
Yeah. Well, you know, things
are
different.
Early prediction. You're going to see me up in there tomorrow.
Where?
Just somewhere up. Way higher than I am.
You know what? I'm giving you a challenge tomorrow. You know what the challenge is? I want to see you triple that down. That hill jump.
Oh, jeez. There, that
I already did that.
No, you got to jump from the top and land on the very bottom.
I already did that.
I haven't seen it. I got to see it.
I will do it again tomorrow.
Hey, there's no video. No, there's no evidence.
There's video. It's been on all day. I'll rewind it for you. I'll find it and snapshot it. All right. I don't know. I don't even know how to do that stuff.
So. Well, it's getting late. Justin, I know you got to go to the hotel. Max and everybody's waiting for you. Thank you for coming on.
Appreciate it.
Good work today. Thank you. And, you know, you got to get your rest tomorrow. Smoke Dog. Thank you for coming on. We gotta get Smoke on the podcast because I want him to tell us all about how he invented Truggy.
Oh yeah.
And you know the thing about Smoker, he's been all over the world for pitting guys for RC how many worlds you been to, Smoke?
More than I can count.
Yeah, there you go.
As many as I could go to.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
So
I am most people don't know, I'm Dagani's pit guy and have been for 20 years or something.
Are you going to pit him this weekend?
Yeah. Me and
Mike.
Mike Hill.
Yeah.
The real Mike Hill.
I'm calling him California Mike now. California Mike. All right. Well, it's late. Tune in tomorrow. 8 o'clock racing, but live stream starts at 10:25. And Smoke, I got to get a ridiculous woo before you go.
Woo! Ridiculous.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the No Name RC podcast. Please tune in next time for more fresh RC content. And if you can, please also support us on patreon.com/thequaygrain. We will greatly appreciate it. And don't forget, Nitro is the glory.